Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On Beacon Hill, the House and Senate are expected to pass a pension reform bill today. Legislative leaders say they hope the bill will help restore public confidence in Beacon Hill. The bill aims to close loopholes that some state employees have used to pad pensions and trigger early retirements, which supporters say is a first step in reform. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
There are changes in this bill you can trace to most of the recent pension abuse stories. State employees would no longer be able to add the years they volunteered on their local library boards towards their pension. Houses for college and university leaders won't be counted as compensation that can increase a pension. There are no more termination benefits for politicians who aren't reelected, and state employees won't be allowed credit for an additional 12 months based on just one day's work in that year. Senate President Therese Murray says the merged House and Senate pension bills include urgent changes.
Our agreement on pension reform legislation ensures that loopholes in the current system and those individuals who choose to exploit them will be shut down once and for all. And I'm proud to say this consensus bill applies to current and future employees.
The pension bill initially approved by the House did not apply to current state workers. Speaker Robert DeLeo said just this past Monday that the state would be on shaky legal ground if it tried to change the pension rules for existing employees. The Senate and Patrick administration argued that employee contracts can be changed. DeLeo said yesterday he was persuaded during conference discussions to go along with the Senate. There is still concern that current workers who don't like these changes will sue the state.
I don't know if I could ever say I'm confident as to lawsuits or no lawsuits or whatever. I would just say that this is the bill that we have. Everyone knows what the intent of this piece of legislation is, and if people wish to address that through the court system, then so be it.
Governor Patrick, who said he might veto a pension bill if it did not apply to all workers immediately, showed up to congratulate the legislature.
This is a huge step forward.
But the governor sidestepped a question about whether he was now withdrawing a threat to veto the legislature's proposed sales tax increase unless the chambers delivered meaningful pension, ethics, and transportation reforms.
Not enough credit has been given to the legislature for taking the steps that have been taken on pension reform, on ethics reform, on transportation reform. So a shout out to both the speaker and the Senate president and their teams. We're going to get there, I think, and when we get there is the time for me to answer your question.
Some in the audience during the pension bill announcement had a more cautious assessment.
This closes loopholes, but it doesn't reform the pension system.
Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation President Michael Widmer and others are encouraged that legislators are calling this pension reform phase one, but he worries there won't be a phase two.
There is often a tendency to declare victory around a reform, quote unquote, and go home. And I certainly hope that doesn't come to pass.
A special commission is due to present recommendations in September on some thornier pension issues, such as setting state pension caps, changing the way pensions are calculated, and mapping a plan to close the more than $12 billion gap between what the state will eventually owe retirees and the cash it expects to have on hand. Steve Poftek, research director for the Pioneer Institute, says the state must also require that the how we pay for this question is answered with any future pension changes.
What we want to make sure is that future loopholes aren't created that expand the unfunded liability.
In the meantime, legislative leaders are taking credit for cracking down on the trade of favors and pension gamesmanship that some of their friends and colleagues have taken advantage of for years. Representative Robert Spillane of Worcester is the House point person on pension reform.
Yes, the public is angry. Yes, the public is called to end these abuses and these loopholes. But as importantly, folks need to remember, these are not easy issues. Other legislatures, other governors could have taken these issues up, but they turned away.
The Senate Republican caucus says the question is, will the legislature continue to face tough pension issues now that this bill has caught the, quote, low-hanging fruit? For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House.